AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Trump administration's latest cuts could affect tens of thousands of workers at the VA. Sagar Magani has details.
An internal memo reveals the Trump administration's planning to slash the Veterans Affairs workforce. The AP obtained a memo by the VA's chief of staff telling officials a reorganization will cut more than 80,000 jobs. The memo says the agency is aiming to return to its 2019 staffing levels of just under 400,000. The VA provides health care for retired military members, and veterans make up more than a quarter of its workforce. The plans to fire tens of thousands of workers there show the Trump administration's DOGE effort is not holding back in its aim of slashing federal agencies, even those that have traditional bipartisan support. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meantime, Julie Walker has a Supreme Court ruling on the Trump administration's foreign aid freeze.
By a 5-4 vote, the court told U.S. District Judge Amir Ali to clarify his earlier order that required the Republican administration to release nearly $2 billion in aid for work that had already been done. Although the outcome is a short-term loss for President Trump's administration, the nonprofit groups and businesses that sued are still waiting for the money they say they are owed. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's granting a one-month exemption on his tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada for U.S. automakers. This after he spoke with leaders of the Big Three, Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt.
He told them that they should get on it, start investing, start moving, shift production here to the United States of America, where they will pay no tariff. That's the ultimate goal.
And President Trump's issued what he calls a last warning to Hamas to release all remaining hostages. This is the White House confirms U.S. officials are engaged in direct talks with the militant group on a ceasefire. This is AP News. 8 games in the NBA tonight. Last night, the league's all-time scorer inaugurated the 50,000 club. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
LeBron James is the first player in NBA history to score 50,000 points.
I really enjoy my career, so it's definitely an honor. It's pretty cool to see that.
The Lakers star and league all-time leading scorer reached the combined regular season and playoff milestone with his first basket of the night in LA's 136-115 win over the Pelicans on Tuesday. A three-pointer with 8:34 left in the first quarter on an assist by new teammate Luka Doncic.
50K points. I can't even explain how insane that is. And he might get to 70K, you never know.
James finished with a team-high 34 points to help the surging Lakers improve to 39-21 with their 7th straight win. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
The Lakers back in action tomorrow night hosting the Knicks. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.